With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
I can bet you a quarter that I know what the first play that you are going to talk about.
Well, because you're going to ask me, that's how you know.
No, it's because it's a play about gambling.
You're right. Clean Break by Daryl Schneider is indeed about a man with a gambling addiction, played by John Fredo.
Tell me more, sir.
Well, it's a two-hander about a father and a daughter. As the play begins, the father is in trouble, needs money, and the daughter, played by Andrea Andolina, tells the father that she's not going to enable this any longer. Act two, it's several years later, they are entirely estranged as a consequence of what has happened.
Is this a comedy?
There is comedy in it. What do we call this?
Any good play has comedy and drama in it.
And this goes back many, many centuries. So yes, it is that. And it is an interesting interplay between the two people, artfully devised by Daryl Schneider and directed by Derek Campbell. That's down at the Road Less Traveled Theater in the Market Arcade.
For our next play, let's move a bunch of centuries back into time during the Roman days.
Well, the play just goes back to the 1870s, but absolutely the subject matter goes back to the 300s when the Emperor Julian, short-lived emperor, endeavors to restore the Roman gods to the empire, unsuccessfully, I might add, and reestablish an empire in which you can worship any god or gods or none that you would like.
They were very lazy fare, those Romans, weren't they?
Religiously, the Romans were. You could believe just about anything you wanted. The Christians, not so much, and that's the problem for Julian.
That's Emperor and Galilea.
By the great Henrik Ibsen, and that's over at Torn Space. Smartly directed by David Oliver, with a nice central performance by Adriano Gatto.
And we know that Neil Wexler did the adaptation?
Bringing it in at 2 hours and 45 minutes. Quite a feat.
Talking about synopsis, I'm reminded of the narrative element in plays, and it's always interesting to see when the narrative structure is tweaked a little bit. There's a little difference to it, and that seems to be the case of Fish Out of Water.
You're referring to the monologues.
Absolutely.
It is monologues done by three different characters, and as they begin to unfold, we don't quite realize what the relationship between these three people are, or if they have any relationship at all. It turns out that they are intimately intertwined, and what begins to seem like it's going to be a daft comedy turns into something quite frightening, and I think it's quite beautifully handled. The playwright is Gillian Grattan, and the director is Fortunato Pezzamenti. First-rate cast with Diane Curley, Christian Brangius, and Beth Donahue, and that's at the Irish Classical Theatre, Andrews Theatre Stage.
You were talking about a play that was written by Ibsen a century ago, more than a century ago, right?
Yes, Emperor and Galilean.
God of Vengeance is one of those plays that it was ahead of its time.
Well, in New York, it was ahead of its time. The play was written in 1907. It was produced in New York in 1923. Along the way, the entire cast was arrested.
Which would not be unusual for actors who are always thought to be criminals anyway.
Well, I suppose. It was set in a brothel. There is a lesbian love theme in the play, but it had played very successfully all across Europe. It wasn't until you get to New York that they run into the troubles. And during that part of the 20th century, plays couldn't get on in London at all, and it wasn't unusual for casts to get arrested in New York. Just a few years later, the cast of The Captive would be arrested. The cast of Mae West's play Sex was
Sex.
Arrested. The cast of Mrs. Warren's Profession was arrested. It wasn't that unusual.
Finally, why don't we talk a little bit about Secrets of the Trade? It opens tonight.
Jonathan Tolland's Buffalo is just a hotbed of interest in Mr. Tolland's work. This is the playwright who wrote Twilight of the Golds, which was done recently at Niagara University. BUA did it a few years ago. In this play, a 16-year-old boy writes to an iconic Broadway director. 2 years later, he gets a response. But this director is suddenly interested to become his mentor. The parents of the boy suspect that there's something sexual, something unsavory going on here.
Is there?
No spoilers, but it's a good cast. Jay Young, who is 16, playing the boy. Jimmy Janowski playing the great director. And the parents of the boy, played by David Granville and Lisa Ludwig. Hijinks ensue. That's Secrets of the Trade, and that's down at BUA.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.